This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how when you go to the grocery store, sometimes you stop and you pick up a bouquet of flowers? Or, you know, you used to? Now it's all about grabbing the essentials and getting in and out as quickly as you can. And that right there is a problem for a whole industry of flower farmers. The cut flower industry, as it's known, much of it based here in California, is in serious trouble. Peak season is Valentine's Day to Mother's Day, Sunday, in case you lost track, by the way. So time is running out for those flower growers. And as Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports, they are not just sitting around waiting for business to pick up, you know.
Cut flower farming is an asterisk in America's $130 billion farming economy. It accounts for just over $1 billion in sales, much of it from imported flowers. The American-grown portion has been shrinking for decades. And then the coronavirus hit.
March, the government said, okay, everybody stays home. We basically lost 95% of all our market.
Renee Van Wingerden has a flower farm in Carpinteria, California, a small town along the Pacific coast north of Los Angeles. He harvests 100,000 stems a day. Normally, a quarter would go to wholesalers, the rest to supermarkets. With cancellations mounting, Van Wingerden says he's been dipping into his retirement savings to keep 170 employees paid.
In our bouquet operation, we did let go of 50 people there. And I had some tears coming out of my eyes.
California farms account for about three-fourths of the nation's cut flower industry. They're generally large, supplying major grocery chains and wholesalers who then sell to smaller businesses like flower shops. Right now, they're in the same boat as Van Wingerden. Orders have dried up. And even for those farms that do have some orders, big truck lines are too busy delivering essentials, leaving flowers behind to be plowed under. Ironically, relatively smaller farms, often outside of California, are faring better. They're less reliant on wholesalers and traditional supply chains. So farmers are holding weekly online meetings and exchanging ideas on how to survive. Rita Jo Schultz attends the meetings from her farm in Alaska.
And when one person says, well, I was very successful with this trucking company, or I was very successful with opening my farm. I just put the bouquets out on a table and they come to my farm. So sharing what other people are doing, we're able to replicate that.
Schultz already direct ships her peonies from her farm via FedEx to high-end customers in other parts of the country. That's her business model, which keeps 17 people, including her, employed. During the shutdown, she's expanding into an e-commerce website to further develop one-on-one relationships with customers.
And that'll be for smaller orders. We used to do a lot of smaller orders and we got away from that. We were happy to get away from that. Now we're going to be happy to get back to that.
Another farmer avoiding the fate of large California growers is Frank Arnosky. He's in Blanco, Texas, located between San Antonio and Austin. He owns a 20-acre farm.
We raise flowers year-round, and we ship to 40 or 50 grocery stores in the Central Texas area.
Arnosky has just 10 employees. More importantly, he has his own delivery trucks.
So we're going to use our small trucks and get on the road and head up to Dallas and make Mother's Day deliveries to the stores there. But we're lucky because we have a local delivery system that we can do ourselves, so we don't have to count on truck lines.
Back in California, Renee Van Wingerden also is working to adopt some new ideas from other farms, large and small.
We're going to go direct to the florist and to the event planners, and we're going to go direct to the consumers also.
With a new subscription plan. After five decades farming flowers, Van Wingerden says the pandemic has shown that he needs fresh ideas to keep his business in bloom. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.